Can you talk a little bit about your own experience with the rash from cetuximab in terms of prevention and management and what happens with these patients?
I think what people have learned is early intervention is really an important approach. And early intervention involves detection, antibiotics, as well as moisturizers. And I think recently more and more people realize that one of the things that makes a patient most symptomatic from an EGFR rash is really the sense of dryness that comes with it. So we've sort of learned to use very kind of generous doses of moisturizers on these, and they are tremendous. So basically Benadryl, moisturizers, and early use of topical and then systemic antibiotics, and not being afraid to use your dermatologist if you need to. You know, we've also seen that there's been some regions of the country where the cetuximab rash appears to be more of a problem than other parts of the country. We're not in one of those zones, fortunately, but I don't think people quite understand that as well.
You mentioned EGFR, and this has been a big debate going on, colon cancer also. What do we know about EGFR in response to cetuximab in head and neck?
Yeah, so less than we know about it in colorectal cancer. Keep in mind that most of our experience is with radiation, and I don't think we have, from the Bonner study, the extent of correlation with extent of rash and survival or tumor control. So that's still being studied. We have seen it be an effect correlating with response in non-small cell as well as colorectal. I just don't have that data in head and neck cancer, but I'm sure we'll be seeing it over the next few years.